This meditation covers the Leo full moon total lunar eclipse that takes place January 20th, 2019 at 9:16 p.m. Pacific time. Close your eyes, get comfortable, let your breathing be easy and relaxed but full. As you breathe, notice what is happening in your body. Scan each area of your body in turn, and in this process, connect your whole body together. Now I want you to decide that the energies of other people and also stress and tension that have come up lately, decide that these energies cannot possibly tell you who you are. They therefore cannot stay. Now, I would like for you to send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth. And until further notice, on every inhale, breathe the energy of the earth into your body. The point is that you are willing to meet the earth and bring this energy into your body. These cords could go to meet the surface of the earth. They could go very far. They could go to the center. Doesn't matter. The point is that you are choosing to relax open, to connect with a different frequency than the one that is generated by your linear logical mind, your logical self. And so if you are willing to relax open, to breathe this energy into your body, notice how it feels as it fills your body. The point is to center you, to lower the center of gravity of your consciousness, to be spread out and rested, nested within your physical body, not only your mind being in charge and making all the decisions. As I say to you probably every lunation, I want you to be in the habit of being grounded, because this is the only way that you can create sanity, security, and strength within yourself, so you are not chasing these things outside you, which is what your brain would tend to do. Naturally, what it would tend to do. So be aware right now of what your feet are touching, clothing, socks, shoes, sandals, maybe the floor, maybe furniture if you are reclining. Be aware of what it feels like in your feet right now. As you continue to breathe the energy of the earth fully into your body. As usual, I will discuss the themes of the lunation. Let's first begin with an explanation, of course, of what a full moon is about, and then what a full moon total lunar eclipse is about. During a full moon, something comes into the light of conscious awareness. You become aware of something. Hence the idea of lunacy. Around a full moon, people are unavoidably feeling. People cannot deny what they are feeling, because something, a need or an old emotion that needs processing, an emotional wave that seeks resolution through breaking, it becomes apparent, it rises up. The effect of the moon is to pull an emotion to the surface or to make us aware of a need we have. So something comes into the full light of conscious awareness. I want you to keep an eye on this in yourself and in others. We do this grounding process every time, not just for sanity and security and strength as a regular thing, but also because around the time of the full moon, emotions are peaked. They are heightened. And I want you to be able to feel without feeling swept away and taken over by the waves of emotion that may come up. And so, of course, again, twice a month, I ask you to get used to the idea of grounding every day so that when waves do come up, which they will, because you are a person, you are an energetic being experiencing emotions, you are multidimensional, there are layers of you, you will be activated by situations, by other people, people you do know, people you don't know. You'll be activated by ideas. A smell will trigger a memory, etc. You will be activated. Waves will rise up. And of course, surrounding the full moons, when they do, I want you not to be caught off guard, but to be able to be sane and secure within yourself. And so this grounding process is, I cannot overemphasize its importance. So something comes into the full light of awareness. I need something. I feel something. I feel something about this thing in my life. I need something in this area of my life. This can be a sense of urgency. Expression must occur would be a generic way of saying you are filled with the impulse to make a change, to express, to acknowledge a feeling, to express this feeling, to make it known. Now, during a Leo full moon, normally, this urgency of self-expression is what is rising up. This urgency of, I have a personal experience here that no one seems to notice or that seems unimportant, or I feel that I must acknowledge myself in a way that is simply not happening in my world, etc. The urgency of self-validation. And some people can get caught up in patterns of, when it comes to Leo, the solar archetype need can be put on others, as in, I only feel okay if you hear me, if you validate me, if you find me funny or attractive or interesting or charming, if you like my joke or my song, if you laugh when I need you to, so that I feel valid. This is a trap when it comes to the solar archetype and Leo expression. Some people wait, in other words, for others to find them valid, which perpetuates a feeling of inner emptiness, because the more you need that validation, the less you're going to get it. Or the more you're going to get it, and the less it will actually fill that sense of vacancy or emptiness inside. So normally during a Leo full moon, a person may feel the need to express and say, and here's my opinion, and I have to tell you.